the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA launched a partnership with 31 state attorneys general and the District of Columbia to enhance competition and protect consumers in food and ag markets. This partnership will assist the attorneys general in tackling anti-competitive market structures in agriculture and related industries that are raising prices and limiting choices for consumers and producers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack hopes this cooperative agreement will ensure a more robust and competitive agricultural sector. Cargill recently partnered with Trees Consulting to develop a new gold standard approved methodology, giving beef producers a way to measure methane emissions reductions. The methodology uses feed supplements added to beef cattle diets to quantify reductions in methane emissions. It's now available for beef producers to quantify, audit, and verify methane reductions. The Animal Ag Alliance released reports detailing the interconnectedness of the animal rights movement and their tactics targeting animal agriculture. AAA's Abby Cornegay says no matter the animal rights extremist group or the tactics used, they all share the same goal of eliminating animal ag and taking meat, dairy, poultry, eggs, and seafood off grocery store shelves. Almost one-third of all animal rights extremist attacks last year targeted farmers and food workers, putting them and the animals in danger.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.